breaking overwhelming projects into manageable pieces, thwarting email overload, refueling your energy. Section 1. Get Started. Chapter 1. You Can't Get It All Done, by Peter Bregman. Brad is as hard a worker as anyone I know. Names and some details have been changed. He's not just busy, he's keenly focused on getting the right things done. And it pays off. He is the largest single revenue generator at his well-known professional services firm. A few days before Thanksgiving, Brad flew from Boston to Los Angeles with his family. During the 5-hour flight, he decided not to use the plane's internet access, choosing to play with his children instead. A 5-hour digital vacation. When they landed, Brad turned on his BlackBerry and discovered that a crisis had developed while he was in the air. He had close to 500 new email messages. So much for a digital vacation. The truth is, we can't really get away from it. There's no escaping the nonstop surge of email, text, voicemail, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and that's just the technology-based stream. How can we ever catch up? We can't. The idea that we can get it all done is the biggest myth in time management. There's no way Brad can meaningfully go through all his email, and there's no way any of us are going to accomplish everything we want to. Face it, you're a limited resource. On the one hand, that's depressing. On the other hand, acknowledging it can be tremendously empowering. Once we admit that we aren't going to get it all done, we're in a much better position to make explicit choices about what we are going to do. Instead of letting things haphazardly fall through the cracks, we can intentionally push the unimportant things aside and focus our energy on the things that matter most. That's what this guide is all about. There are two main challenges in doing the right things: identifying what they are, and then doing them. To determine the right things, we need to make choices that will move us toward the outcomes we most want, which, of course, means we need to know what our priorities are. In terms of the second challenge, the doing or follow-through, we need tools, rituals, to-do lists, delegation skills. But which tools will work best for you? Which rituals will help you follow through? You might be the kind of person who can read through a book like this, full of great advice, and implement it all at once. I am not. I get overwhelmed and end up not changing anything. So here's one way to use this guide. 1. Identify your time management challenges. Do you leave the office with a nagging feeling that you worked all day but didn't get your most important work done? Are you distracted by little things, avoiding big, hairy projects? Take the 3-minute quiz, How Well Do You Manage Distraction, to discover where you're distracting yourself the most. 2. Find one piece of advice you think will have the greatest impact on your work. Once you've identified your biggest challenges, browse through this guide and find a tip that speaks to you. Maybe you're not clear on your right things. Maybe the rituals you're using aren't working. Maybe you procrastinate. Choose one tactic you think will help you the most. Then do that one thing. 3. Do it again. Once that tactic has had an impact on your work, repeat the process. Return to this guide and select another tip. Because Brad is a paragon of productivity, he decided to put his BlackBerry away and wait to reply to the messages until he was in his hotel room. Then, using his laptop, he attacked the crisis, called his client to allay their concerns, delegated tasks to his team, and sent an email to his team.